Not for this half one. And it says, maybe this will bring up the spirits. It says about his whole life, he could, but he could only say, Vulei Rosko Shashua. Safe and safe and was safe and was tail. So he says the following. I don't know what you mean. You have to compare this with the Gemara and Brachos and Dr. Gimel Odalov to see what it's all like. It says we know that the word S in the Gemara many times, S signifies Hatofel Le'ika, something which is Tofel Le'ika. Brachos Lamed Vav on the base, Malchutim Es Olosay Es Piryoy. Es Piryoy, the Rabbi is a Tofel of Piryoy. Mindy who shame the pain. Erevin, Dalit, the base. Vavachat for mine Es Psoroy. Es a Tofel of Psoroy. Comes to be the Seyon. Vavachamah, the Malav on the base. Sokol Yisokol Ashur, for the Yotlas Psoroy. Lapis, Rapis, a total of sorrow. The mighty you, Oiroi. But the Oiroi is also, Shad, it's also Osabar Nor. So S is always, S means Tophel. It says over here. Here by Avrom, the shape Avrom was Nek Alagam. Shame Avrom was uprooted entirely, even as a Tophel. This is a Tophel, didn't remain anymore, Avrom. Therefore, it says S. S Shem for Avrom. That means that Avrom, S, to tell you that Avrom should not even remain, the name Avrom should not be even as a Tophel. See the Gemara Brachos, it speaks of Yibay Ba'alav, Yibay Ba'neser, call Avrom. But by Yaakov, we know that the Aloch was not that the way by Yaakov. That the name Yaakov remained as a Tophel. Therefore it says, so therefore of Yaakov, it was not Nek on the Gamli. But the shame Yisroel was the Ikor, and the shame Yaakov was a Tophel. Therefore, doesn't say S, because as a Tophel, the name Yaakov remained. So, but it say Oyd S, Shem for Yaakov, that shouldn't be called Yaakov at all. It shouldn't be a Tophel either. Then he says, why is it like that way? Why is it that by Avrom, the name Avrom is not even a Tophel at all? And by Yaakov, Israel was Ikor, but the name Yaakov remains a Tophel? He suggests the following. I think it's a question. I'll tell you again, look in the Brachos to see if it all holds. Nice cow. Shall I do it? The name, when you say in Avrohom, the name Avrohom is not completely obliterated. You have to wait. I mean, when we say Avrom, you don't hear the word Avrom. In Avrom, you have all the letters and even the sound. So the name Avrom is included in or something in Avrom. Therefore, and the one thing, and the name, the Hashem HaLeidah is important. And then given at birth. So they don't want that the Hashem HaLeidah should be forgotten entirely. There shouldn't even be a zikaron of the Hashem HaLeidah. So it depends. So why Avraham, that the name Avraham, well, the shame still has a zikaron when you say Avraham. Therefore, to call Avraham, since there is, so it's clear, Oikin is a tocker to be called the name Avraham, the Oikin entirely. But by the name of Yahweh, you only call Yisrael. Neither the letters, nor the sound, or anything. So therefore the name Yahweh will be forgotten entirely. And that was the Shem HaLeidah. Therefore, they didn't say yes, that you should be Oiker as a Tophel, for you Korish Moi, so to be Yisrael, as the Ikor, but the name Yaakov, Shem HaLeidah should remain, and as a Tophel, the name Yaakov remains. And therefore he says, that's why we could understand, that by Sorah, he said, Loisikro Shemor Sarai, was this shame, it's also an S over there, was this shame, was the name Sarai, you say Sorah, the name Sarai is not a brute entirely. Was in the name, did anyone feel that the name Sorah, both the majority of letters and also what they sound yourself. You know that you feel also in Sarah, you feel Sarah. We'll never finish Takeya.